welcome to Beyond Boundaries, the Demobi podcast, where we bring awareness to neurodiversity and bring you stories to uplift the soul. Today, I'm here with founder and trustee, Sharita Mandongwe. Good morning, Sharita. How's it going?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. It's lovely to be here with you today to share your story.
Thank you so much.
Very much been looking forward to it. So my first question for you here today was, for the people that don't know at home, how did you come to start the organization?
To be honest, I have a sad story about how I started my organization. I have got two children with disability. I didn't know what it was. I was in denial. And my late husband was in denial as well. So I thought, if I can start something to support other parents who are out there, who has a problem like my own, that's how I started the organization.
Where did you begin in terms of research and resources and putting together a team? Coming from a law enforcement background, I don't necessarily see the crossover. It must have been difficult for you.
To be honest, because 2014, I lost my husband and everything changed. So that means my life was falling apart. So, and I stopped working. And you know, when you were working and then everything changed, you are working class and then you started to go on benefits. This is a challenge. And you have the children as well. You were having a helper and now you are on your own. And I have one child, very, very severe. And it was very, very challenging to me. And when the time I was mourning my husband, that is 2015, I wouldn't want to stay at home because I realized I was going down. Even I take some depression medication as well. Yeah. And then I realized I don't want to do that. If I continue to do that, I was going to lose the children I have. Yeah. I cherish most. They are special to me. So I started thinking for doing the thing what I thought it was right. And I said, I went to doctor and I said, I don't want the medication and I want to start something. And then I went to skills for job. They have computers there. So I just went there because I was so lonely. Children went, go to school. I'm on my own. And it was only tears. I was crying. So I was going down gradually. That's when I went to YES and then I got staff there. They were amazing. To be honest, they built my confidence. Brilliant. I didn't have any confidence, no more self-esteem. I didn't want any phone calls or anything, but they built my self-esteem. And then I have counselor June Hitchin as well. She's been there for me since, and I think she has pushed me to do whatever. Sharita, you can do this, you can do this. Because I didn't have confidence. She is the one, she played role for me to be who I am today. I can say that it's YES and June Hitchin and Talbot House, Benny Hood. This is the people, they've supported me to be who Sharita is today. They are my rock.
And if you could say one thing to the team at YES and Talbot House and the whole team, what would you tell them?
I would like to say thank you very much to bring my life back. For everything I'm doing, they were pushing me. Even Sam from YES, Ike, the manager, to be honest, Kirsty. To be honest, it was really something. If I think myself where I am, and they are still supporting me. YES, they are still supporting me till today. I don't know where I will be. June was helping me. Sharita, you can do this. When I told her I want to start a charity, she laughed. She said, yes, I know you can do it. So she built my confidence because I didn't want to engage with anybody. I was going down gradually. So I would like to say thank you for everybody who play part. And then after that as well, when I started the charity, I have Rose from, she used to work in Africa, Rose Sally. She has her organization, so on. She really play a big role as well. And I didn't know anyone. I didn't engage anyone in the community. And they supported me. Even Lucy Powell, the MP, they supported me to build my confidence. They were supporting me in anything. So I would like to say thank you to them for everything they've done, and they are still continue to support me. So I have the right people who have been with me.
I was wondering, what kind of services does the organization provide to people in Manchester?
To be honest, our organization is, we start small, but now where it is grown bigger and bigger and bigger. And for start, I would like to say thank you to the staff, to the volunteers, to the trustee. Without them, we can't do anything. And we work together. Without volunteers, trustee, everybody, we can't do anything. And we have our fundraiser as well. He's doing massive work. His name is Joe Zenga. He's doing very, very well in Dimobi. And he's doing, without him now, we have a bus. We never even think we're going to. And there's a special person as well in Dimobi. I forgot. It's Lorraine Guy. She has done. She is the rock as well. She stand from day one for Dimobi. And Kesho, they did well as well. For Dimobi to be where we are now, policies, everything. And Lorraine, she said, Sherita, where is this? Where we need to do this now? So we did well. As Dimobi, we work with the parents, with children with disability, and those who are facing domestic violence. And domestic violence started during the COVID. And the COVID, we stand out because we do massive work. We did food bank. We do, and we are still doing food at the moment. And we are still doing well. And we go, we mediate in schools. If they have a parent who doesn't understand their child, they call Dimobi. And then they refer a parent to us. And then we go to school and explain. Like, I always use my experience to explain to them, like they don't understand the school their child is, where the child is going. We can explain that so that they can have a good communication with the school, because it's a challenge. Most parents, they don't understand the system. And the professional as well, they don't understand the parents as well. So there is a huge gap, and we still have a long way to go to raise awareness, because even in the churches, they don't understand special needs children. Some, they will say, oh, your child is very naughty. When they look at you, they think you are not responsible. Now we got a project for heritage.
Okay.
So the heritage, now we are going to explore more in depth about telling people how the children, they are not a case, or you can pray for a child to change. What you need is to more, as you can come to Dimobi, we can equip you with training, and then you can understand your child. We have parent forum every Tuesday in Dimobi. We discuss different issues, and we bring professionals in Dimobi. We bring different people for parents to understand, because most parents, like now, we are talking about transition. They don't understand about transition and it's very difficult. You can phone to the council, they can tell you something, but if you don't understand, there are some people who can't even speak English. And it's very, very difficult. So a platform like this is going to help so many people to understand disability and what we are doing.
You talk about understanding. So what kind of misconceptions do you think that there are around neurodiversity, disability, and in general? What do you think people don't understand?
Most people, before I started, I was thinking, it's a certain people, they don't understand, but it's everybody. For a person for a parent to accept a child has neurodiverse is so difficult. It's so hard, even my own. It's hard. Even sometimes if I look at my child, my tears come. And I don't understand how I did all this, what I'm doing. I don't stay one place. I'm always running around. And then I have my son as well. He's helping me as well. So it's so hard. So if I say understanding, most parents, they don't understand the children they have. The professionals as well. The way they understand things is different. I can give example. My child is incontinence. He wear pampers. And they bring incontinence team. They can say, oh, you need training. And then I ask them, which in training you want to give me? Because all night I don't sleep. My son, he doesn't sleep. He always walk around. And which training, the one I'm doing now, and the training you want to give me. So there's a challenge from professionals and parents. And it's a challenge, more challenge for people who can't speak English. Language barrier is so difficult for them. We have EHC plan. Most parents,
EHC, what's that?
Education Healthcare Plan. Most parents, they don't understand what it is. But they can go to the meeting and sign. They are just signing the thing they don't understand. So the problem in disability is a lot. We still have a lot of work to do. And when we receive a referral, we are working with Early Help, other organizations. They are sending so many referrals. Sometimes we have 26 referrals, and we don't have enough staff to do the follow up.
Yeah, to because make the when, impact you
yes,
want to make.
Yes, to so when we receive a referral, most of the things I do myself, and then with other little stuff, but I thank God because now Garfield has given us funding, National Lottery has given us funding, so things are moving better on the things we want to do.
You mentioned a bus. What's the objective with something like that?
To be honest, I'm so happy and I'm so happy with our fundraiser, Joe Zenga, who managed to secure that funding from the cloth workers. And I would like to say thank you to cloth workers to support our vision. And that bus is very important. And this bus is going to help us as well to take our children wherever they want to go. And this bus as well is going to generate money into Dimobi. We are going to hire it out so that we have some money as well to help more people who are coming to Dimobi. We have so many parents we are working with, some in difficult situation. Because if you have a child with special needs, it's so difficult. You don't have time for yourself. You don't have time to do anything. I don't even know how I'm doing it, because sometimes I don't sleep at night with my son. It's hard work. They are two. Sometimes they wake up all night. I don't sleep. Sometimes I complain with headache, but I'm somebody, I just want to, I'm so passionate on what I do. So when the children, they go to school, I'm at home looking after them, and then go to office and then deal with the challenges people are facing as well. So we really need more workers. We need more staff as well. We still need more funding as well.
Is there anything else that you'd like viewers to know about Dimobi?
Dimobi, we are based in Newton Heath, and we are at River Park. We are in office 118. Our address is M40 2XP. So we welcome everybody. Our phone number is 0161 937 5332 or 0744 985 5028. You are all welcome. We welcome everybody. We are like family, so we want to everyone to come. In this platform, we want to raise more awareness in the community for everyone to understand what is neurodiversity. I am a neurodiversity myself. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Beyond Boundaries. We'll see you next episode.